Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Okay. Here we go again. Oh my God, I felt like something was in my pants. It was just the tag of my pants. I thought Luna just jumped out of my pants.
Should I restart this podcast again or just roll with it? Let's just roll with it. It's your cars, bitches. Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. I'm here with Taylor Strecker.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey. Host of all of her radio shows and podcasts.
I'll do it. Okay.
Yeah.
It's too complicated. Host of my podcast, Taste of Taylor. Please subscribe. It's kind of like brand new. I relaunched it.
It's not brand new.
Yes, it is, girl.
Okay.
And then also my daily talk show, live radio show, The Taylor Strecker Show, which you can subscribe to by going to taylorstrecker.com. It's just $6.95 a month. We just spent that on Taco Bell, bitches. Boom.
Yes. Oh my God, there's so much to talk about because I just had so many thoughts as you were talking. We're here in my apartment.
Yes.
Podcasting from my apartment, really fucking hungover.
Yes.
I just got an IV doctor to come over and give me an IV. So like, I feel like a little more like a champion.
And I had two mimosas.
You had two mimosas. We just ordered Taco Bell after already ordering bagels.
I only ate half my bagel.
Sames. And we're kind of all over the place right now.
Totally.
I literally just caught a glimpse of my reflection in the mirror and I'm like, I don't deserve friends or a boyfriend.
You said a lover.
I don't deserve friends.
I feel the same way with my bod. I have to close my eyes when I sit down on the toilet.
No.
I can't look at my stomach.
When I get out of the shower, I like shut the mirror so that I can't look at myself.
And like, I'm like, why does my Taylor want to touch my naked body?
Yeah, I know. It's so bizarre.
I feel hashtag blessed.
This self-loathing right now.
Like someone, thank God someone loves me. And it's her? I can't even.
We really
I gotta
did
marry
luck
this
out.
Bitch. I know.
We really did luck out in the relationships department.
Yeah.
I mean, it took
lovers and friends.
Yes, and friends. We lucked out. It took a divorce.
Hell yeah.
And it took really
being gay. Oh God. Maybe I'm drunk right now.
I think you might be. I just realized I don't even know how to podcast anymore. I think I'm just gonna let you take the lead because my brain is just like going a million miles a minute and I can't sort through my thoughts.
Well, we're so good. I wrote down notes and stuff because we have so much to talk about. We like had to do the podcast now because we couldn't talk to each other otherwise.
Yeah, we were like, save it. And now that we're actually podcasting, I forgot what we're having. And I have nothing to say to
you. Wait. Let me just say this. So this is a special Straight Up with Stassi / Taste of Taylor.
Right. Okay. So let me explain since this part is mine.
Yes.
We're doing a two-part podcast, but this is the thing.
Yeah.
It's starting with Straight Up with Stassi, the one you're listening to right now.
Currently.
Yes, right now in your car or at your cubicle.
Do you understand this?
Do you understand the one you're listening to right now?
And then, no, I mean, Stassi, do you understand this? I feel like you're explaining it so you can wrap your head around it. Is this only funny to us?
I don't know.
Taylor?
Is this only funny to us?
No, it's funny.
Okay. After this podcast episode is over, you can listen to the second part.
Part two.
Part two when you go to Taste of Taylor and listen to hers.
Literally. It'll be like boom, boom, back to back.
Back to fucking backsies.
I'm totally just manipulating the system so hardcore. And I'm a marketing genius, so what can I say?
Yeah, you really are.
And when I told you that, you were like,
yeah, I was like, oh,
that's smart.
And then you go,
you can go first. I'm like, no, bitch, that defeats the purpose.
I need your listeners, though.
Oh, you have them. Trust.
Not all of yours. I need to get every last. I want to hold them hostage.
Honestly, I'm at a point where I swear to God, I mean, I definitely have listeners from Sirius. Not that I spent, I don't know, fucking over a decade there busting my ass Monday through Friday at the ass crack of dawn building an audience base. But whenever I do live shows now, it's always like, it's my core people. So I love you guys. You my boo thangs, my little effers. But I swear to God, it is so many. All the new millennials are you. They're like, I love you from Straight Up Saucy or Morning Toast.
Are you sure they're millennials? Millennials listen to me?
Millennials. Yes. Yes. And I think, and I used to always shame millennials, and I love me some millennials
I
now.
Love millennial pink.
They're awesome. What? Who?
Millennial pink. You don't know what that is? It's a color.
Excuse me.
You know, like Pantone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's it like? A very light pink?
It's like a Pepto-Bismol-y type of, girl, but a little bit lighter.
Could use some Pepto right now. Some like hardcore Pepto. I think this bitch.
Bo has some in his bathroom.
In his apartment.
In my apartment, just like the one that he uses.
Oh, your closet.
Yeah, my closet bathroom.
So Taylor and I are staying in Stassi's closet. It's lovely.
No, it's tacky as fuck. You're tacky and I hate you.
Oh my God, wait, side note, tacky and I hate you. So it's like one of my favorite lines ever, right? It's from School of Rock.
Yeah.
And so I had my hair cut recently, and I was going to get a spray tan to come here. And so my hairstylist put my hair like in little mini buns because she wanted me to be able to take it down and have that like wave still.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, these buns are like so cute. So I did like a poll on Instagram and I said, are these so cute? Or is the other option was you're tacky and I hate you. And I thought it was funny when I put it up there, but like enough people like hit you're tacky and I hate you. And I'm like,
it's funny.
But like, are they being funny? Or like, there's this guy that lives in my building who I really like, and he's like an owner of Uber. Like, I love this guy. Uh-huh. And the thing is, I don't know if people know, but I could see who the fuck said, yeah, girl.
Oh my God, I'm going to stop voting for things. Oh my God, I'm
you
so
can
embarrassed.
See who votes what?
I always vote the mean thing.
Well, everyone can see it. And I'm like,
how hasn't anyone
I was like,
that
Josh?
Yet.
Like, the next time I see him in my building, which will be soon because we cross paths a lot, I'll be like, you said I'm tacky and you hate me? Because I don't know that he knows that that's a School of Rock
honestly,
reference.
I really
I thought we were
story
friends.
Is boring. What really the takeaway from this is that people can see it like that.
So
you
just
need to
know
do a
that.
PSA.
Know it.
This is our PSA to
so
help
you know
everyone.
What I did? I screenshot of that shit. So now I know who my fucking haters are. That you is, fuckers. I got your names.
That is fantastic. I want to do like what a poll right now and like just be like, do you like me? Do you not like me?
Yep.
And see like all the people that say no. I'm going to be like, you're cut.
No, just
you're
just
fucking
screenshot,
cut.
Screenshot. And then you can just like just fuck with people and torture them.
Oh my God. Once I put on some makeup, I'll do a selfie.
Okay. And then what
do you think I look pretty?
No, yeah, something that's like should people should just be like don't even make the negative option fun or funny because people will then be tempted
they'll
to hit
tempt it
to,
yeah no
so just like straight up like
do you think my selfie looks good yes or no
do you like me
just like just yes or no
clear cut and yeah people that say no you will now know the truth
fantastic I'm zoning out.
Don't you help can't me. We've got so much more to go
help me I know we have so much more
well,
to go
speaking
we just
of
started
people not liking people
yeah. Oh, are we really going there now?
Well, I think this is the way to kick it off. I want this to be in your podcast.
Because you're a coward. Because you are a fucking coward.
No, but everyone, this is more people are going to hear this than on mine. So fuck.
All right. I want to preface this,
we're both
this conversation with what we're about. Okay. I want to just say what we're about to talk about. This is not like woman shaming. This
no.
is not like...
This is jealousy mixed with confusion.
Yeah, it's jealousy mixed with one. That's the best way to put it. We are jealous and confused, and and I'm all about like you know we're both all about women empowerment.
No,
and shit.
I think
so. Like we're not
we
here
really
to just
are.
Like really tear someone down.
No,
but we really need to talk about the show Busy tonight.
I am.
What's happening?
So we watched it last night as well as today. Okay, so we watched it like a little drunk and then a lot hungover. It no. could be our fault.
That's true.
But I don't
do
think
you,
so.
Do you think you have a theory that you think this show is a joke on us?
I think it could potentially. I like it's okay. So my little brother is very smart. He graduated from Harvard like last May. So like smart people get things like this, you know.
But I don't think this is what this is.
But this is what I think. This is my one caveat: is it could be this. So there was this. There's this talk show that my brother watches, and it's like a guy doing the worst late night talk show ever intentionally. But he has real celebrity guests come on, and they act really annoyed and confused that they're there, and they'll be like, "Why the hell would my publicist book me on this?"
Yeah.
But like they're also a part of it. So, right. Like, everybody's in on the joke
That's
and the
funny.
Audience, but so But it's very weird. It's a very weird talk show.
That's what it is. This is not what
this
is.
But I know what it is because my brother told me this is what this is. And so had I just watched it on my own, maybe I would have been like, what am I watching?
Oh, no, I would have gotten it.
Yeah, I think I would have gotten
it. Like when you see celebrities playing along with it and all that stuff, like you're, they would, yeah, no. But this is not that. Okay.
It could be.
I really don't want to tear Busy Phillips apart, but it's
I don't
like,
either, because she clearly has a lot of friends.
Yeah, she has a lot of friends in high places.
Like a lot.
But
and like her booker for her fucking late night talk show is insanely good.
Julia Roberts.
She had Julia Roberts, Tina Fey, who's an executive producer on it, okay?
Yeah.
Let's like go through the facts aloud so we are reminding ourselves of like the important people we don't want to like ostracize. Olivia Munn was a guest on it, who I personally love.
John Stamos.
Don't forget, Busy Phillips' best friend is Michelle Williams. Don't forget.
Yeah,
and don't so worry if you forget. Don't worry, because Busy will remind you.
I've never seen a show like
She's also friends with Heather McMahon, who I'm fucking obsessed with. She's like my new, like, I'm intent on making Heather McMahon one of my East Coast best friends. Don't get jealous.
Okay.
But she's moving to New York soon. She's in Atlanta now. She's
you just said East Coast. It's fine.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So we don't want to piss off any of the people we just listed. So Julia, Olivia, if you're listening, please, it's no. I'm scared. I feel scared right now. I feel scared to talk. I feel like genuinely like I don't want to totally be myself right now.
Here's the thing.
I hate this show so much.
Okay. So we straight up hate watch the show. Stassi was getting an IV. The male nurse who came to administer your IV was, I don't know if he thought we were monsters or was highly entertained by ours.
I don't know,
you know the People's Couch on Bravo? You watch people watch TV?
Totally.
We should have been recorded watching. It's called Busy Tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. It's on E. I'm going to plug it.
Yeah.
It's on E.
Honestly, give it, give
10,
it,
9 Central,
give it a watch.
Sunday through Wednesday. Please give it a watch. Give us feedback. I hope we're crazy.
Tell us we're
I hope we're crazy.
Try and tell me.
I hope we're missing something because I actually love Busy Phillips. I am here for Busy.
Yeah.
I really am. You know what I think? I think we are really responding to something here, and it's ultimately called projection.
It is, because we're scared that that's what we're like.
100,000 per
show, and I'm like, holy fuck, that's me. Yeah, I'm that annoying. I make everything about myself too.
Yeah. I constantly name drop, and I'm like, wait, you don't forget, guys. Stassi's my best friend. I bring you up so much, it's disgusting. Like I have some big lesbian crush on you, which you would love.
I know,
because you're such a narcissist that you were mad when I came out and didn't love you.
I know.
So, but that thing is like, and Busy's always retelling stories about herself on the show. Inside jokes, inside conversations with her celebrity friends. Even the song is about
Mr.
everyone's her
nightgown.
No, we're not there yet.
Oh.
Even the song is all, oh yeah, sorry, that could lead you astray. Even like the theme song is, Tay, how's it go?
These are my friends.
These are my friends. Like, it's no, basically, the theme song should be, my name is Busy Phillips, and I am famous, and I have famous friends, and now I have a show, and I'm gonna have my friends on the show, and these are my friends, and don't you forget it. And it just, it's like, I'm gonna use a couple words. I guess they're called adjectives. Cringeworthy.
Bathos.
That's Bathos. A word. That's actually a word. Not to be a Busy Phillips here, but she's a verb now. But like,
she is a verb now.
Not to Busy Phillips this, but
but I'm gonna start.
I have a
that.
Word in Urban Dictionary. It's called Bathos. And Nicole from Morning Mashup on SiriusXM and myself, we like had a friend whose high brother made
you
this
don't
word
need
up.
To even go there.
And
just
so
talk about,
we
you
talked about this word
it.
Bathos. Okay. So we basically made the word bathos like a thing, and bathos means it's like secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah.
Like you're like, you feel so, oh.
That's what I feel.
This is the noise that is bathos. Oh. And sometimes you can give yourself bathos. I give it to myself constantly.
Oh, all the time. Especially when I watch my Instagram story the next morning.
when you were drunk and you posted these, that'd be a good idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing worse.
So that's what the show is. It's just, it's a big ball of bathos. But
it's a big ball of bathos.
But a big ball of bathos that we just simply can't stop watching.
I know, which might make it the most genius show ever. I can't turn it off. It's so bad that I can't stop watching.
And now, and after you like binge, like we've probably watched what now, like 6 episodes?
Something like that.
I'm starting to like the song. I'm starting to like Mr. Nightgown.
No, you're not.
Yes.
Okay. I don't like. Okay, let me just explain. In case you're not going to actually go watch this show.
They will
which
now.
You will. Yeah, you know what? Busy, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
At the end of every episode, she puts on Mr. Nightgown. She literally knows, changes.
She's got to know it's ridiculous.
She changes her outfit and puts on a muumuu, okay?
Which like, I am here for.
Everyone loves a muumuu. You don't have to
I wear my
in.
Grandmother's nightgown every single
whatever,
night.
Whatever, I'm just explaining.
Like, I feel the Mr. Nightgown thing.
And the nightgown is to the floor. Okay.
Yeah.
And she says, it's time for Mr. Nightgown, and starts singing Broadway style, like legitimately straight out of fucking Hamilton.
Like being at the place we go to, Marie's Crisis in New York.
Yes, very seriously. It's time. Wait, what is the time is ending now? Something about Mr. Nightgown. I love you. Love busy tonight. Dead face, straight face. not even a slight dimple that shows that she's smiling on the inside. Legitimately, there's no chuckle, nothing. It's so serious.
And she sits in a basket chair.
And she sits in a basket chair that's hanging from the wall, the ceiling. It's not even a normal chair. And then puts her legs up in this like weird little position.
Like fetal position.
Yes. And just doesn't crack a fucking smile.
And goes to sleep.
Like a boss. It's either the worst or the most genius.
And I can't fully
figure
commit
out.
To which
know,
one
I don't
is,
know what it is either.
To which one.
I don't know.
But like, we even got Bo talking like a mean girl watching it.
I know.
And he was trying really hard not to.
Yeah.
I was trying hard not to either in the beginning because I was like, I wanted to give it the benefit of the doubt. And like the guest she's pulling, Julia Roberts, this is no joke, people.
I didn't know she did interviews.
Me neither. So basically, I'm going to chalk up to, so Busy Phillips clearly has a golden Rolodex, right?
Yeah, totally.
And a lot of friendships with a lot of super famous people.
Which she talks about a lot on her show, Busy Tonight.
But like, but the thing that makes me, the thing that really gets to me is that like, she'll have Julia Roberts or Tina Fey or like whoever, like an amazing, like, listen, okay, so you have Emily Ratajkowski, fine, talk about yourself. Emily Ratajkowski sucks. Like you have, I didn't see the Vanessa Hudgens one, but Vanessa Hudgens is quite frankly my least favorite celebrity on the face of the planet.
Wait, hold on. Can I just, for the
listen, I didn't see it.
For everyone out there and for you, I'll just repeat. I was always fine with Vanessa Hudgens. Like, whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, take her.
Overrated.
She's fine. I think she's really beautiful. She, you know, whatever.
I mean, for a celebrity, she's
I liked her as Rizzo in Grease.
Hated.
Okay. So then I put on Busy Tonight. And
I did not see this one.
And she was, I can't use the word interviewing because Busy doesn't interview. She was talking to Vanessa Hudgens.
About herself.
About herself and about Vanessa Hudgens and how they're so close and how they spin together. But Vanessa Hudgens, I've never been more disappointed in like being a female because I've like, she was the most boring, literally said, spinning is like going to the club for me. Like, I just love to like go spinning, love Soul Cycle, so I can just dance. It's like nowadays, like people in the club, like you can't hear anything. And like, you know, everyone's just standing and staring, but like spinning early in the morning, you can dance. I'm like, okay,
how many times?
Go fuck yourself.
How many times did you watch that?
So many.
Because you know it verbatim and you're doing it so well.
You don't understand. I literally.
We tried to buy the episode. We can't access it.
I literally paused it and rewind. And I like, because I was looking at my phone while I was watching it.
This is actually how you watch Busy Phillips, is you pause it and then you rewind and then you watch it again. Then you record
your
it on
ears,
your phone.
Yeah. Your ears perked up. Like my ears perk up. And I was literally like, is she talking about Soul Cycle? Like, there's no way I'm hearing this right. That she's like talking about Soul Cycle like it's a fucking Shake Shack burger. Like, do you know what I mean? No one feels that way about Soul Cycle.
Oh, guess who did? No. Soul Cycle people do.
Oh my God.
I was
they
one of them.
Need to be
I
out of
was
the world.
One of them at one point.
Okay.
It was my ex-husband's fault. That's why we got a divorce.
But she went on. She went on. So as after they bonded some more over fucking spinning and being healthy and
how
that
boring.
Then they started talking about how she's the Coachella queen.
Stop.
And I was like, I'm literally listening to Vanessa Hudgens, who I know for a fact doesn't drink alcohol. She's probably one of those fucking boring ass hoes.
Yep.
That is literally like, oh my God, it's noon. You're having a mimosa? Fuck yeah, I am, Vanessa. Like, you know, she is looking those girls up and down.
Yes. Go to Soul Cycle, brunch ladies.
And I can't listen to how she's the Coachella queen and how she goes both weekends. And it's like an art, the way that she goes to each one.
Oh, God.
She's like, I map out my plan in advance. And like, it's really like an art.
She
like
takes
the way
herself
that I can,
so seriously.
So seriously.
And that is the, you know what? That is my least favorite quality in any human being is people who take themselves too seriously. Get over yourself. I saw her. So I was in Miami, South Beach, Soho House with Tay on vacation in April and in August, because that's how poor people do expensive things. And you go in the off season. I'm like Simon and Alex going to St. Bart's like in fucking July.
What a great reference. What a great fucking reference.
Thank you.
That was immaculate. That was
I
great.
I feel like them all the time when Tay and I travel. So anyway, so we're there and so actually Anne Hathaway was there with her husband and her baby and her
another name. One who annoys
another me. Another one. But she was actually, I'll give it to her. I'm like, you're super famous. And she was trying so hard to be normal. And I actually felt for her. But then again, it's like, bitch, you're at the Soho House. Like, go back to your mansion Airbnb you rented.
I was just about to say, like, Airbnb.
Because they weren't staying there, which was so weird that they would show up there. Uh-huh. I can't even go down that rabbit hole.
Okay.
But Vanessa Hudgens was there too. I could not have almost missed her 1,000 times more. Like, Tay had to point her out, and no one even flinched when she walked by. No one even knew who the fuck she was. And okay. She hated it.
Well,
and she hated it.
Okay.
And she hated it.
Okay. Are you just making that up?
I mean, in my heart, I feel like that.
Okay. I feel bad that we're just literally ripping apart all these women.
Just Vanessa
but
Hudgens.
All I can say, Vanessa Hudgens is just like, she's just kind of bored. Like, really? I can't watch
it. This is not fair that we as women can no longer, like, we're people, female or not female. Like, you're not going to like everybody. There's different types of people,
totally.
You know?
You're right.
So this isn't woman bashing. This is Vanessa Hudgens bashing.
Yeah.
Okay. Specifically.
Vanessa and Busy Phillips.
No, we're not bashing Busy. We're confused by what the hell's going on with
confused.
Her night show.
You're right. I appreciate her hustle.
I love Busy. I think she's a great actress. I've interviewed her before. She's a great interviewee. I just think that she really needs to stop. This is this constructive criticism, girl. Everyone needs it in the biz, right? I think she needs to try to stop always bringing it back to herself. Uh-huh. And we know you're famous, and we know that you have famous friends, and we believe that everyone that sits on the couch with you
is your friend.
Yeah. And we are impressed.
Yes.
Even if they aren't your friends, I'm impressed they're on your fucking show.
Totally.
Julie Roberts, I'm impressed.
I would be more impressed if she got those people if they weren't her friends.
Yeah, she should play it down.
She should. I'd be like, if she just was super professional and if she played it down, I'd be like, wow, she like really got there.
Yeah, I mean, you look at who she has on the show and I'm like, girl, she be crushing.
Yeah.
And she's got good variety and I get what she's doing with like the whole Instagram thing and having it be relatable. I think it's a little too inside. Like the nightgown thing is something clearly that like was like a popular thing on her Instagram, but we don't get it. So yeah. She needs to like, I think she focuses, it's like way too like micro.
Right. Bo and I have found our latest liquid obsession. I'm talking about Hint Water, and this is why. Most of us are like kind of addicted to like sodas or diet sodas, and we're not getting the 8 glasses of water a day. Bo and I have talked about this a lot. I don't drink enough water, and it's hard when I have like my fridge stocked full of like diet drinks and stuff like that, because then I just want to go and reach for those. Then I was lucky enough to get a case of Hint Water. And I was blown away, because normally water that has a taste to it, I find to be like kind of sugary or gross. This was the most subtle fruit taste. And they had both still water and sparkling water. My favorite one is the sparkling watermelon one. So while I'm drinking these, I feel like I'm also like drinking something fun. And I feel like it's the perfect thing to mix with vodka for realsies. There are over 20 delicious flavors to choose from, including watermelon, pineapple, cherry, blackberry, so much more. You can actually subscribe to Hint. If you don't want to, you don't have to. I recommend doing that so you're never running out, and every month you can just like get what you want. You can choose to do the variety pack where they send you all of them, or you can pick like the flavors that you want and get those sent to your door. You can pick the frequency, like every 2 weeks, every 2 months. That's entirely up to you. Or if you want to just go to the website and just buy your own, you can do that as well. This is also a female-founded brand. Love that. So like, let's help the sisters out. But really, I'm obsessed with it. Bo's obsessed with it. So now we like fight over the Hint water. If like there's only like one left of the watermelon fizzy and Bo gives it to me, it's like the most romantic thing in the entire world. And right now, Hint is giving my listeners a little deal to receive 36 bottles for just $36. Visit drinkhint.com/Stassi and use my promo code Stassi at the end. That's drinkhint.com/Stassi, Stassi, and use my promo code Stassi at the end to receive 36 bottles for only $36. Y'all, there's so many. There are even some that are caffeinated, which I think are really cool too. Go and check it out and be healthy while you drink, or just stay hydrated.
Do you think we're like her? That's all I can think about. As we're talking,
I'm like, is the number one issue that we're having is that we feel insecure that we, the things that bug us about busy are the things that we do in our lives.
Yes.
So busy girl, I guess we're trying to say is we feel you. And if I had a show like you, it'd be the exact fucking same thing.
Yeah, I know. Legitimately. I mean, I wouldn't sing.
So, and therefore I'm jealous. So congratulations.
Yeah. Fuck. So there's that. I feel like we can't like totally continue on this. Why do I feel so bad?
I don't, because I think we genuinely like her and,
yeah,
and we want to support, but there was just something about it that just made us die on the inside. And I think it's like, as
and
I'm watching her, I'm like,
away from it.
I'm like, oh my God, I fucking do that. Oh my God, I fucking do that. Like, and it's making me, it's like the self-loathing and projection of my own issues with myself. It's just like coming out, blech,
naturally.
Onto busy. Yeah, exactly.
Naturally.
And that's what it is. So do you think that we're like that?
I don't think you're like that.
I am, Stas. I really am. It's bad. I'd name drop you a lot.
That's so sad. That legitimately.
And I don't mean to name drop you. It's just like, I'm just referencing you. You know what it is? I figured it out. I know what it is. Your name is Stassi. Like, just me, like,
say it again.
Stassi.
One more time.
Stassi. Just me saying your name makes me automatically sound affected. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if your name was like Jane, I'd be like, oh, so my friend Jane, but you're like the only Stassi in the world currently. Like, maybe there was Princess Stassis, right? In Russia, in like 1865.
Okay.
You know? But there's like only one Stassi.
It's not true. Kylie Jenner's BFF's name is Stassi.
Really?
People confuse me. When I tried to get my, when I got my Mercedes.
Please tell me the story.
Legitimately.
This LA story that you're about to tell me. This 1%.
Well, it took forever because back then I had bad credit. And so I was there for 2 days in a row.
Stassi used to have terrible credit.
Yeah.
Because she didn't know how to pay her water bill.
I couldn't do anything. I couldn't get an apartment. I couldn't get an apartment for years. It was like really hard. I'd have to have like my dad co-sign and everything. I have good credit now. Thank you very much. But when I went to go get my Mercedes, the guy came out finally and he was like, oh, I didn't know you were famous. And then I'm like, you know,
see?
A little. I mean, I don't know. And then he's like, how did you meet Kylie Jenner? Like, how'd you guys become friends? And I was like, I'm not that Stassi.
Shut the fuck
so
up.
So there is another Stassi out there who looks like a mixture of me and Khloe Kardashian.
Is she? How many followers does she have on Instagram?
Probably more than me.
No.
Yeah.
I'm looking right
Look
now.
Look it up. It's, her name is Stassi Baby. But there's an E on the end.
I hate her.
I know. I hate her too. She's a fucking, like, really? Stassi, did you really have to go and be named Stassi?
You stole it from her.
The Kardashians steal everything.
I know. They're the worst. Stassi, baby.
Fucking People's Choice Awards.
Oh, let's talk about that. First of all, we're giving into it. We're mean. And she's right beneath you. 3.2
million. 3.2
million. Oh, my God.
Can you believe that?
Oh my God. Stassi has taken my phone and is officially going on Instagram.
She's brunette.
Stock
now.
Vortex.
Okay, now she doesn't look like me. She's okay, brunette good. Now.
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah, whatever. But she's 3.2
You're prettier than her.
Million followers.
But she's also pretty.
So no, I'm not the only Stassi. Say a little Lightbox, a new brand of laboratory-grown diamond jewelry. Never heard of lab-grown diamonds? Join the club. Here's what you need to know. They have the same chemical makeup as natural diamonds, but are made in a lab by scientists. It's a pretty amazing process. By using a plasma reactor nearly as hot as the surface of the sun, a piece of diamond is bombarded with carbon atoms and grows. After 400 to 500 hours, it's big enough to cut into a polished stone. Pretty cool if you consider diamonds from the earth took about 3 billion years to reach the surface. While natural diamonds are rare, Lightbox can make a lot of lab-grown ones, meaning you don't have to be a millionaire to afford one. Lightbox's lab-grown diamonds are just $200 a quarter carat plus the cost of a setting. Their scientists have even figured out how to make pink and blue ones. Pink and blue diamonds, natural ones, so rare you've probably never even seen one before. But now you can own a lab-grown one or several. Check them all out at lightboxjewelry.com/Stassi. Anyway, yeah, People's Choice Awards, the Kardashians.
Your fashion's way better than
I know.
Her.
I know.
Competitive bitches are we. 3.2 million.
Why are you twisting the fucking knife?
Oh, man. I'm mad for you. Okay. Bullshit. What has she done?
She's friends with Kylie.
Oh, okay.
Kylie tags her in things.
You've only given your life to the craft that is reality television.
I know, I have.
And you have. You really have.
I have. But the Kardashians steal everything.
Everything.
Like I was saying.
Even your name. Well, your name.
Are you going to let me talk?
No.
It's my show.
Oh, right. I'll save it for mine.
At the People's at the People's Choice Awards, we were all so fucking excited. We're like, we're nominated. We're nominated against the Kardashians. They won the MTV award. We lost to them. But
bullshit,
whatever.
By the way.
So we were seated right next to them. The Kardashians, well, it's rigged, obviously.
They're
like freaking speech is up against the wall. So like it wasn't even like a real speech. Like other people gave real speeches, like acceptance speeches. They did not. They read it. They came in late on their phones, not just texting on their phones, talking on their phones, like the phone to their ears.
Like that's like the rudest thing in the world.
All of them late on their phones, sat down. They looked like they had all just gotten in a giant fight and loathed each other.
Really?
Kris Jenner never took her sunglasses off once. Then they went up on stage, accepted their award, and peaced the fuck out. Literally just left.
Did Kris keep her sunglasses on?
The whole time.
Shut up.
Even on stage. It was awesome.
It was awesome.
But they steal everything.
This might seem a little random what I'm about to talk about, but bear with me because it's super important. Did you know that Americans are overpaying on car insurance by over $21 billion freaking dollars? I want you to think about your own car insurance. How long did it take to find that? You're probably overpaying. Why is it that we're overpaying? Because we don't have until now, we didn't have a website that we could go to just easily compare different rates. You had to call, then you get put on like spam email chain things. It's time consuming. And by the time like, you know, you're like 2 hours in, you're like, fuck that. I'm just going to go with the expensive one because I just like don't know what else to do. This is why the Zebra.com is freaking phenomenal. What I love is that TechCrunch said it best. They called it the kayak for auto insurance. So all you have to do is go to the zebra.com. Okay. It's a car insurance comparison site. You fill out like a few questions on a simple, fast form, and then you find the best rates and coverage in your state. It's super easy, super simple. So you can figure out how not to overpay, how not to waste your money. And what's really awesome, this is very important, is that they'll never sell your information to the spammers. So no unwanted calls, no unwanted emails. That is like the bane of my existence. And that is freaking phenomenal. So go today and start saving at thezebra.com/Stassi. So thezebra, thezebra.com/Stassi.
Wait, so what I was saying though about your name is like, I feel like whenever I even say your name, it's like, I feel like even just saying your name, like if I'm telling a story about my friend Nicole, right? Okay, my friend Nicole. People are like, okay, I'm referencing my friend, but because your name is your name and it's so...
It sounds like your name dropping?
Yes, and it's so associated with...
And you don't mean to. Okay, that makes sense.
Does that make sense?
It
and it's
totally
just like,
does.
It's like, oh, I'm going out to LA to see my friend Stassi. And they're like, who? you know, my friend Stassi. Stassi? It's like, yeah, from Vanderpump. Oh, that's what I thought you meant. It's like, yeah, but that's her fucking name.
Totally. It's like when Busy Phillips was like, my best friend, Michelle Williams. You could have just said, my best friend, Michelle.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? If Michelle Williams' first name was Stassi, she wouldn't have to say her last name.
So moral of the story, find yourself a best friend who has a unique name.
Who's also famous. Taco Bell.
Figuring out what vitamins to take is freaking hard. Even when you like think you've like found like, oh, you go to the, you know, CVS and you're like, I have like my omega-3. I've got my, I don't know, B12, and I have this women's multivitamin like at CVS. Then I have, I don't know, like what? Well, you know, there's like a million vitamins every time I go down the vitamins aisle, and it stresses me the heck out because I'm like, what do you like? Do I have to take 7 pills a day and spend this much money on all of these different vitamins? It's a pain in my ass, and I want to be healthy, but because it's such a pain in the ass, I end up not taking any vitamins at all. This is why I have seriously been into Ritual, okay? This is a company that reimagined vitamins for women from the ground up, okay? It's basically called The Essential, and you take 2 of them a day. They look like little mini snow globes. The bottles look like snow globes. I always have to say that because I just feel like it's the chicest vitamin ever. But what's really great about it is that the capsules are made with the 9 essential nutrients that most women lack. So basically the 9 nutrients that we're pretty much not getting from our normal diets. I love how easy it is because you don't have to go to the store. This is a subscription-based situation where everything just comes straight to your door. If you want to put your subscription on pause, say that you've been out of town for 2 weeks and you haven't taken your vitamins in 2 weeks, well, you can pause your subscription. You can also cancel at any time. What's really cool about Ritual is that this company said they found this leading scientist who had worked in the medical industry and knows all about vitamins and that stuff. I wish I could be more articulate when it comes to that industry. And basically asked him, if you could create the perfect vitamin that your wife would take every day, what would it be? It'd be the only thing that she's able to take. And he said that no one had ever asked him that. And he was so impressed by this company that he's stuck with them. And then this is the vitamin that you and I get to take every single day. Whether you're living life or creating it, why not add some good looking science into your daily routine? Okay. I want everyone to get healthy together. My listeners, all of it. We can do this together. If you go to ritual.com/Stassi and start your ritual today. Super easy. It also has a minty flavor. Like, you don't feel like you're going to smell like fish or like burp up like a weird vitamin taste or smell. No, because they have all natural peppermint oil in it. Freaking fantastic. So go to ritual.com/Stassi and start your ritual today. I'm disgusting. Sorry, we're back.
We just took a Taco Bell break.
I'm disgusting. I repulse myself. I don't deserve love of any kind. And I don't know why I complain about my body expanding, because this is why it's expanding. Like, I don't have the right to complain that I'm heavier than I used to be, because I'm doing it to myself. I just ordered Taco Bell 2 days in a row.
And we literally had bagels for breakfast.
Okay.
But we weren't satisfied. Like, we weren't satisfied. And so we were like, why are we wasting calories on bagels when we really just want Taco Bell?
You know, you got to treat yourself.
So he said, it's going to be one of those days where we order Postmates from like 15 different restaurants to have one bite of every different thing.
Because I like want all the different countries of food right now.
Girl, me too.
I want Chinese food. I want pizza.
I want Mr. Chow.
It's too fancy.
I want to eat like really expensive food and really feel that much worse about myself. Like, not only am I making myself fatter, but poorer simultaneously.
We are just awful human beings. Yes.
Yeah, we are awful.
You know what? Just turn my podcast off. I don't deserve this podcast. I don't deserve anything. I don't deserve my dogs.
You don't. I'm taking them with me.
How did I get here?
I know, really. How did we get here, though? But that's the thing. It's like, but I mean, not, life's not too bad, right? Post-mating Taco Bell.
Life is great.
but we're still miserable.
Yeah. My body.
Like what, right? What's like, I feel like I look at, all I do is, and LA's weird, man. Like I come here and it's like, I have moments where I'm like, yes. And then I have moments where I'm like, it's, there's like no in between.
Really?
High highs and low lows. How do you live here?
Moments.
I cried yesterday in the car.
Why?
I don't know. I had a great lunch with you, Jackie Schimmel, my girlfriend. It was fun. And I just got in the car with Tay and I got mad quiet. And I just started crying.
You have no idea what you were upset about.
Literally, I don't. And because like, and then I kept crying more because I was like, why am I crying? Like normally if I know why I'm crying, it's okay.
Right.
But I don't know. I didn't know why I was crying.
That's a good story.
Thoughts?
I mean, I don't really know what to say about it because you just.
Maybe I was just hungover.
Probably. I cry when I'm hungover. You know who else cries when they're hungover?
Bo?
Schwartz.
No.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Tell.
He legitimately, like, I'll be over at their house and he'll, like, come out of the room and he just will cry. Like, he'll just, mid-talking to me, start crying.
Is there like a trigger? Is it like he's like happy crying?
It's
he's sad?
Everything. It's like it's any emotion that he has. Like he'll be like, remember Bora Bora?
Oh, when like, you yeah. when you crash their honeymoon.
Yeah, I'm like okay, bro, but why are you crying? He's like, it was just so great. Oh, you know, you were there with us. I jet skied for the first time ever, and he cries about it.
I feel that he is my spirit animal.
He's fantastic. He's the fucking best.
Yeah, and by the way, over the while we're eating our Taco Bell during our Taco Bell break, we decided that she has seeped into our brains.
Yeah, but like Philip show that we think it's actually the most genius show ever because
me and my friends, me and my friends, me and my friends,
because we can't stop thinking that this song, we can't stop talking about the show,
watching it.
We can't stop watching.
Like
it.
I can't wait to be done with this podcast so we can go watch that fucking show.
So in all of its bathos, in yes. all of its weirdness and weirdness and
confusion,
like, what's confusion. Like what is this?
Bravo to you, Busy.
But yeah, you succeeded. It's fucking fantastic. Actually.
It's a hit. Oh man.
So yes, after when we took a break from Busy tonight, we decided to watch Sex and the City because we couldn't be more basic hungover bitches. Literally,
literally.
I woke up, got an IV, you had mimosas. We ordered bagels
and then we decided we didn't like them.
So we got Taco Bell and watched Sex and the City.
We ate them and then decided we didn't like them. Awful.
Oh God. I can't,
horrible. I can't. And all we do is complain about the way we look, and then all we do is poison ourselves.
Literally the most stereotypical basic bitch thing ever. I need to go to church.
Oh, I'm going to start volunteering for real. And I'm not even going to talk about it because I feel like people are going to make fun of me. And it's like, it matters to me. So I'm actually like not even going to talk about it.
Can you tell me about it then?
I'll tell you off. I'll tell you not on air. Wow. I talked about it on the Taylor Strecker show. So if you want to go pay and hear what it is, that's fine.
Yeah. So people are dying to hear about the charity that you're so interested
in. I think they would be like, Taylor's doing something nice. It must be a charity that benefits her somehow.
See, you are like busy. I can't even get through this podcast. Okay. So okay, we started watching Sex and the City.
Yes. I also realized, and speaking of me and my friends, me and me and you, we're right. friends. We are so disgustingly similar.
I know. I'm surprised that we don't butt heads because of that.
I wonder why we don't
butt
heads.
Because normally when people are similar, that's what happens.
Well, we also don't get, we are long distance friends. We are.
That's true.
If we were together like all the time, we might kill each other.
That's true.
Maybe that's the secret sauce. Maybe that's the secret fire sauce from Taco Bell to our friendship. It's like a little bit of a distance makes the heart grow fonder type of shit.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Yeah.
Because you'd get so sick of me.
I don't know though. I love you so much. You're like one of my favorite people.
I know, but like,
thank God I'm a lesbian now and date Taylor, because I would be in like the depths of despair if you were around. Remember when you were staying with me and husband right before I got separated, and I said to you, when you leave, I'm going to divorce him.
Yeah,
and I did.
Yeah.
I said, when you leave, I'm going to go into a deep, dark place of depression.
and divorce my husband.
Yeah.
And realize I'm gay.
Well, yes. And then that too. It just took me a minute. You knew I was gay before I even knew I was gay.
I know. Totally.
It's so crazy.
It really is. I will never forget that. I will never forget just being in your kitchen.
Tell a story about me.
I know, you're so annoying. Being in your kitchen and you were just texting someone and smiling, that smile that like is like only when you're like you like someone romantically. And normally, like when it's new.
But because she was a girl, I just assumed that I just thought she was like the coolest new best friend.
No.
Me and my friend.
You tried saying that a bit at first, but no, I literally remember you sit in this standing in this position on your phone. And I was like, I'm going to go take a shower. I mean, it doesn't really matter that I'm here right now. And so I go and take a shower, do full hair and makeup. Yep. That takes a long time. Come back out. You're in the same fucking position, still smiling and texting. And I'm like, what is this? I have zero friends that I feel that way about. Like, no one could make me feel that happy to stand and sit on my phone.
Not even me?
No. I hate texting. I hate using my phone. So.
No, Taylor's meme game and gif game is very skillful.
Okay.
Just saying.
Yes, I knew you were a lesbian before you knew you were a lesbian.
Well, thank you for knowing me so well. Okay, so we went from Busy Phillips into Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm.
And literally...
real fast. Let's because we're just going to embrace our basicness today. Yeah. Which Sex and the City character do you think you are?
Obviously, I'm the lesbian one, Miranda.
I always say I feel like I'm Miranda.
I always, you know, I think now it's cool. We live in a time when it's cool to be Miranda, but I remember because I'm a little bit older. When like my generation was like, I'm a cusper. Everyone was like,
did you just say the word cusper?
Yeah, I'm a cusper.
Everyone says that.
I'm an elder millennial / Gen Xer. I'm a cusper.
Oh, I thought you meant cusper as in like I'm part Miranda, part Carrie.
No, I mean age wise. So I remember like the basicness that like was like, everyone was like, and who gets to be the Miranda? Like, no one wanted to be the Miranda because she was like the least attractive. And like, you know, like,
I was always happy to be Miranda.
Well, I lived in a time when we would fight with each other. Friendships would break up. We go from foursomes to threesomes just because nobody wanted to be the Miranda.
She's so underrated.
And I feel like now people are like the woke millennials.
The woke millennials.
Are like, Miranda's the best. Everyone else fucking sucks. Like, Charlotte's like a prude, like, stick up her ass loser.
Yeah.
Samantha's a whore. And Carrie is the worst.
So this is what we're here to shame the Sex and the City characters. Mainly Carrie
Bradshaw.
I
do love Samantha, though. I actually love Samantha.
I mean, whatever.
No one wanted to be Samantha, though, because it was like admitting that you like had sex with a bajillion people.
I didn't think of it like that. I always thought, like, you're the bitch of the group.
Or, like, now looking back, though, she's, like, a good friend. She always has good advice because she's the oldest one in the group.
Yeah.
She's, like, she's lived. She owns who she is.
You're right.
And
Samantha isn't that bad.
She's all, her and Miranda are the best.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Totally.
And Carrie is the legit pick.
Yeah.
She's a bad friend. She's a bad girlfriend. She's a bad wife. She's cheating on Big.
She's a pain in the ass.
She's such a fucking jerk.
She literally sucks the energy from a room.
She really is, man. She's always like, hey guys, like, I was watching the Sex and the City movie recently, which I'm obsessed with, but it's like, hey guys, come over to my house and help me pack out my closets from the last 20 years, and they're gonna sit there with only two bottles of champagne.
Oh, I will never. Okay, that has never made more. I every time I watch the movie, I'm like, what the fuck are they gonna do with two bottles of champagne?
It's like, not, it's like enough to like wet your whistle, but like not nearly enough, like, to like get fucked up.
It's like you know, like 37 minutes into packing, they're like, why didn't we just bring more?
Why didn't we each bring two bottles?
Yes.
That's how it really goes down.
I know.
But like, can you imagine if I was moving, I was like, Stassi, call all the girls, we're moving me. What? Like, no. Who's gonna help you move and pack up your shit?
I've always been fascinated by people who talk like that when they say, like, I'm just going out with the girls. I'm having dinner with the girls. Brunch with the girls. Like, who calls their friends the girls? I never, like, see people in real life actually ever do that.
I guess not
like
either.
If I was like talking to Bo and like I was just going out with my friends,
I wouldn't
be like, I'm just Bo. I'm just going to, you know what? I'm going to the girls. I'm going with the girls to dinner. It's like, no, I'm going with Katie and Kristen.
You know, my fucking favorite thing in the world is when like a group of girls get together and they're always, this is like their go-to phrase. This is the most basic. Oh my God. When we get together, we're crazy. It's like, no, you get drunk and annoying and everyone hates you.
So oh my God, fucking
me and
true.
My friends, the girls.
You know what my favorite thing is? Okay, I'm gonna trump you with that
okay,
one.
Okay,
my favorite thing is when a group of girls get together and I overhear this sometimes and they're like, oh my God, we're so crazy. We should have a reality show.
Death. Deaf.
You know, so many people say that.
Oh, it's so good.
So many people say
that. We work in such weird industries. Like, you work in an industry. Well, actually, you work in two. So, of course, everybody's always like, oh, my God. I know my friend should be on your reality show. She's pretty and crazy.
She's pretty and
funny.
And crazy
and radio. Oh, my God. For so long. Thank God for Sirius, you know? Like, God damn you guys for firing me. You guys were like, they were my blockade because I'd always be like, oops, sorry. Sirius says no. When the reality was, I was saying no.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, oh my God, you should be my cousin. She loves to talk. It's like, oh, really? Bring her on over to my nationally syndicated radio show.
She loves to talk.
Oh my God, you should be my cousin. He's mad funny.
Wait.
Really? Okay.
I'm sorry. She loves to talk. It's fantastic. That is so good.
And now podcasting is definitely like, it's awesome because you don't need the man to do it, but it's also so interesting because like anyone can podcast.
Oh my God. When people come up to me and say, can I do your podcast? It's the most awkward thing when I have to say no.
There's so many unspoken rules in the podcasting world. And I feel like I've learned a lot through you. And like, I'm like now, like you've introduced me to like your other friends in podcasting. And I now have like a kind of like a podcasting girl, my podcast girls. Bye, Tay. I'm going out with my podcast girls. But there's like a network now that I'm becoming close with in New York. But like there's like a lot of rules and a couple people have broken the rules with me. And it's like, I try to explain to them, like when it comes to podcasting from like a business perspective or like a friend perspective, because it's like fun and friendship, but also work and business. Mm-hmm. And I always say, like, you have to never expect anything. You just like when people like do something like come on your show and also promote you on their social or give you a swipe up. Those are gifts. Those are favors. Nothing should be expected. That's what I always say when it comes to podcasting. Am I crazy?
I mean, you just got so serious that I zoned out.
Sorry, I hate myself.
I mean, we were sitting here talking about basic bitches, and
we're
then all of a sudden you're
so
talking
much
about
fun,
the podcasting
and
world.
Then you ruined everything with your nerdness.
Yes.
Says Stassi to Taylor.
Yeah. Can we get back to Miranda?
Sure. Fuck my story.
It's just not a good one.
I'm hung over. And I think I'm also gonna barf.
Okay.
Okay, I'm good. Okay, go.
I want to know. Okay, let's talk about Carrie, actually. Carrie. Do you think Sarah Jessica Parker knows how much Carrie Bradshaw sucks?
Now, this is a great question.
I need to know because it's a reflection on Sarah Jessica Parker, her opinion on it.
Let's give her a call. Can you imagine?
I desperately need to know the answer to that.
Question.
Yeah.
Do you want to take our break now? Do some Googling and then resume in part two to answer that very question.
Well, this was only okay, fine.
we can keep going.
No, yeah, that's fine because I'm, even though I'm not leading this podcast, you are, I still am sick of leading. So Okay,
guys.
So if you want to know the answer to that question, you are going to have to go to Taste of Taylor.
Yes, you got it.
Go listen to this, the remainder of this episode.
The big reveal.
The big reveal.
Does Sarah Jessica Parker know how horrible Carrie Bradshaw really is? And did she play her to that effect? Or is Sarah Jessica Parker just truly awful?
Oh, that would be devastating.
I know.
It
and I thought a lot about this girl.
I really couldn't handle that heartbreak. Like, oh, man.
Yep. Okay. I know.
All right, guys.
Thanks for having me on your podcast, Dawes.
Fuck off.